Over the Sundays of Easter, I want to engage in a theological project. It's one of my pet projects, you might say. I am very interested in how God has made God's self known to you, and how that differs from how God has made God's self known to me or to someone else. I love that we all have different experiences and beliefs about who God is and what God has done for this world. I think it is our job as followers of Jesus to practice listening to one another so that we can hear from God through our varied voices and unique experiences. A theologian named Ellen Clark King studied the phenomenon of people holding different beliefs about God despite being in the same community and, maybe even more interestingly, despite being taught the so-called correct way of believing about God. She coined the phrase choral theology. God's people are a lot like a choir that has been gathered. We all sing our own part in our own voice, but only when we listen and sing together do we get the fullness of the song that is God. We all have valid experiences and ideas about God. We all have theologies of our own heart. We all have the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to each and every one of our names. We must listen to one another because God is speaking through each of us. And when we listen, we can grow in our hearts and in our understanding, and we can then practice what God commanded us to do, to love God with all our hearts and souls and minds and strength, and love our neighbors as we love ourselves. So over the next 7 weeks, we will listen to the gospel according to various figures in the scripture and beyond to see how their vision and experience of God can shape ours and how our hearts can be nourished by their hearts. Today I want to talk a little bit about what I'm calling the gospel according to Mary Magdalene, the witness. Mary Magdalene, a dedicated follower and disciple of Jesus and, as we heard this Easter morning, the first witness of the resurrection of Christ. Mary was a witness to the overthrow of evil, sin, and violence, and became the first evangelist entrusted with the message that life is stronger than death. What she saw, she proclaimed. That's what a witness does. They tell other people about what they saw, what they experienced. I don't have the time to get into the meaning and mission of evangelism in our day, but just to say that evangelism is simply to tell others about what we see. Simply being a witness of our own experience. Despite being the second most mentioned woman in the New Testament, second only to Mary, the mother of Jesus, not much is known of Mary Magdalene. And so, because of this, lots of stories have been spread. The most widely believed story is that Mary Magdalene is the same person as another woman in the stories of Jesus who was called a sinner, that is, perhaps a sex trade worker who came and anointed Jesus' feet and dried them with her hair. This is not the case. It has been argued through the centuries that Mary and the unnamed woman are two different people. Still, this conflation persists through the life of the Western Church, and much iconography and painting and sermons depicting Mary Magdalene presume this to be the case. It should be no big shock that people through the ages have tried to give another human being an identity that is not their own. Don't we always do that? Wouldn't we rather label someone, project onto someone what we think them to be, rather than get to know someone? We're really good at this. Especially in the age of social media and internet, we find pictures of people, words they wrote, words they spoke, and then claim that we know them without really knowing them. If we label someone in a particular way, it means we don't have to listen to them. We can dismiss them. We can belittle them and we can tear them down. Has someone done this to you? I wonder if you have ever been labeled by someone who is just trying to dismiss you rather than listen to you and get to know you. Maybe you've been labeled as too emotional, too wishy-washy, too mean. Maybe someone has projected onto you their worst fears, or even worse, their unattainable expectations. Maybe you've done the name-calling yourself, labeled others, labeled yourself unworthy, unlovable, unforgivable, untouchable. People love to pile up stories onto Mary Magdalene. Maybe people have loved to pile up stories on you too. And here we get the gospel according to Mary Magdalene the Witness. No matter what people pile upon you, no matter the projections and the untruths people categorized her to be or the names they called her, when Jesus spoke to her, he saw none of these things. He saw her at the tomb weeping, and he knew who she was. Mary. Mary. It doesn't matter what people pile on you. It doesn't matter if people have impugned your character. It doesn't matter what people say about you behind your back. It doesn't even matter what you say about yourself in front of the mirror. Jesus knows your name. He knows who you are. He knows that you are God's beloved child, and he loves you and supports you, and he wipes those tears from your eyes. Mary witnessed this firsthand at the tomb when Jesus walked up to her and saw her and called her by her name, Mary. Turn to your neighbor and ask them who they are. Say, "What's your name?" And then say, "It's nice to meet you, Carol." Turn to your other neighbor and ask them whose beloved child they are. Get them to say, "I am God's beloved child." Say, "It's nice to meet you, God's beloved child." Can you do that? Let no one tell you who you are. Let no one pile upon you things that have nothing to do with you. God knows who you are. God calls you by name. You are God's beloved child. Mary is witness to that. While we know very little about Mary Magdalene, there is a brief biographical description of her in Luke chapter 8. We read, "Soon afterwards, Jesus went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, as well as some women, who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chuza, and Susanna, and many others, who provided for them out of their resources." What we know of Mary is that she had an incredible encounter with Jesus, and in that encounter, 7 demons left her. Whatever that means. And we know that she was part of a group of women who were wealthy and independent and bankrolled Jesus' ministry. That's it. We don't know the names of the demons that left her. We don't know how those 7 demons tortured her, or the impact those demons had on her life and on the life of those around her. We don't know if she was the wealthiest of the women who walked with Jesus, or the exact amount of her wealth. You know, I would like to know those things. It's tempting to imagine and create stories about Mary's demons. It's tempting to imagine just how wealthy she was, and you know, and did she flaunt it? It's tempting to gossip. It's tempting to tell stories of another person's hardships or their financial situation. It's tempting to shake our head to a friend with a knowing look when that person comes into the room. It's tempting to make up stories about other people when really it is none of our business. And this is another thing about the gospel according to Mary Magdalene the Witness. God is doing a work of healing in your life and in your neighbor's life, but it is your story to share. It is their story to share. They will be witnesses of their own encounter with God, and you will be a witness to your own encounter with God. We cannot presume to know another person's story. I mean, we cannot presume to judge another person's story. What God is working in our neighbor's heart is between them and God, and our job as their loving neighbor is to walk with them through it all, not to control them, not to impose upon them, not to change them, not to judge them. Oh God, help me in my parenting. As they work out their salvation with fear and trembling, it is not us working in them to change their minds or their hearts. It is God working in them to change their hearts and their minds in God's own time. This, by the way, is how we do healing prayer at St. Dunstan's. When you come up to ask for healing prayer for yourself or for someone you know and love, you're not coming up to some miracle worker who stands in front of you to fix it for you. You're coming up to someone who has agreed to walk next to you, to support you while you stand face to face with your God, your Creator, and ask for the things you need help with. One final thing. Mary Magdalene, as we heard a moment ago, stood outside the empty tomb, so incapable of imagining resurrection that when Jesus himself walked up to her, she did not recognize him. But Jesus said her name, Mary, and her eyes were opened, and she saw her teacher there alive. And to Mary, Jesus entrusted the message which would transform the hearts of God's children around the world. Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that he had said these things to her. Mary Magdalene was transformed on that first Easter into the apostle to the apostles, the gospel bearer, the only one in that moment who had the message of hope for the grieving disciples, and it was up to her to share it, and she couldn't keep silent. Despite the outrageous claim, she went to the first followers of Jesus who had thought the dream was over, who were beginning to slip into cynicism and despondency, who had their dreams of God's kingdom shattered by a cross and a tomb. She went to them and said the impossible, I have seen the Lord. It was up to her. She had the message, and she delivered the first Easter sermon. To you, my dear friends of Christ, God has given this same message. It is impossible, I know. With war and poverty, with climate crisis and economic uncertainty, with sickness and death, God has given you this same message to share with your friends, your families, your neighbors who have almost given up hope in life itself. You might be the only one who has this message. You have seen the Lord. Like Mary before you, it is up to you now to return to the place where God has given you responsibility, to sing your part in God's assembled choir, to remember the peace and love you have celebrated here in this place, to not fail to show all people the new life that is already among us, to have courage, to hold on to what is good, to return to no one evil for evil, to strengthen those who fail, to support the weak and honor all life, and to be the blessing of God, all-loving, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is the gospel, according to St. Mary Magdalene, the witness. Amen.